I'm in the baking heat of the Kimberley in North Australia. Out here, over 3,000 people each year get bitten by snakes. I'm going to show you what to do if you come face to face with one.
It's an olive python.
Let's just get him out of here.
Here you come, there you come. We just leave his head on the ground. They're always calmest when they got the head on the ground like that. But this is, yeah, this is a pretty common snake in Australia. And here we go, just get his head. Yeah, he'll probably live off like rodents, skinks, even other small snakes. And one thing there's no shortage of in Australia are snakes. In fact, I think it's something like 21 of the 25 most poisonous snakes in the world are actually in Australia.
The Aborigines have always lived in harmony with the land, only taking what nature can maintain. And today, they are the only people in Australia allowed to kill indigenous species. They would carry their live prey until they needed to eat it. But as I'm not a native Australian, I'm going to let this snake go. As it's so humid, I don't need a shelter tonight. I'll just sleep under the stars.
It's kind of hard to sleep at the moment. I'm still just pouring a sweat. It's so humid. But it has just given me time just to sit and look around and listen. I can hear the river flowing. There's a distant thunderstorm, so I can hear the old crack of lightning occasionally. And it just gives me that time just to go, actually, wow, this is special. And it's just for me a real privilege to be in somewhere so wild, but also so unique. And that, for me, keeps my spirits going.